The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Robert Nygren, co-founder and executive chair of Pangenomic Health. That's N-A-R-A, ticker. Robert, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it, the time.
Yeah, congratulations. Listing today on Aquis, also listed on the CSE, and we'll talk about that in a bit. Before we do, Robert, for people maybe not familiar because you're brand new to the market there, can you explain what Pangenomic Health is all about, please?
Yeah, thank you. The idea for the company was to give people, consumers, better information as to which natural remedies will help alleviate their mental health conditions.
Yeah, yeah. And you co-founded the company. So when did the idea come about and what is your background?
My background is actually in law a long time ago, but I've been working in technology companies starting in the late 90s in California and operating different technology companies in California, Canada, and China. Yeah. And the idea came from working on a project in China in the genomics sector with a large Chinese genomics company, and getting a sense of what was happening in the precision medicine space. And a lot of people understand precision medicine in the context of pharmaceutical drugs, in which cancer drugs are appropriate for the body. But I wanted to go down the path of, could there be evidence-based solutions that help people understand which natural remedies could work best for the body?
Yeah. And when you talk about natural remedies, what are you referring to?
It could be a broad range of anything that a consumer consumes for the purpose of making them feel better. So it could be a functional mushroom product, anything along those lines.
I see.
Just be a fruit and vegetables, to be honest.
When you
think about the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S., the FDA, most people always think about the word drug, but the first word is food. So food is medicine, and people need a better understanding of which food is best for their body from a proactive perspective, but also in terms of just healing for certain conditions such as anxiety and depression.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got three sort of digital health platforms. Can you just quickly take us through them if you could?
We've come at it from the consumer, one end of the spectrum, the consumer side. So obviously the world of apps and websites for the purpose of giving the consumer information to understand which natural remedies might be best for their body at a high level, taking the individual through journaling and asking questions to find out what's appropriate for them. To then all the way at the other end of the spectrum, diagnostic tests that a health practitioner would utilize to understand which biomarkers in the patient's blood are showing evidence that the natural remedy treatment is working. So a real broad range from consumer apps to telehealth platform to actual blood diagnostic test.
Yeah. And where are you in the business cycle at the moment? Are you sort of pre-revenue? Have you launched commercially?
Yeah, so it's been 2 years of developing software and also on the diagnostic side, figuring out which approach to use for these biomarkers. And the apps, we have two apps. One is called NARA. The other one is MindLeap. Both of those went live last year. Both are in revenue. The diagnostic business is still at the development phase, expect to be revenue later this year.
Yeah. And so who are your customers? Is it individuals or is it health trusts or what? Who are your customers and where are they based generally?
Yeah, absolutely. The focus is on the individual, so the consumer. At this point for Canada, the U.S., and now the U.K., we'll talk about the listing in a second, I hope. Mm-hmm. So from the purpose of consumers in North America and the U.K. and hopefully Europe soon, that are looking for trustworthy, evidence-based information about natural remedies. So it is the consumer side. To the extent that the consumer needs to talk to a health practitioner, whether it's a medical doctor or herbalist or ethnobotanist or counselor, that health practitioner, that trusted advisor would then also have access to the information that we've collected from the individual, the consumer.
Okay, so let's say I'm a consumer here that I want to use your app. So is it just a case of downloading it and using it and paying a subscription model? How does it work?
You always want to please the consumers, so consumers expect an awful lot for free, which is fantastic because things should be free to the extent they can, but businesses need to make money. So we have a combination of freemium model where on the app and on the websites, there is an awful lot of free information. And then we progress deeper with the individual to the extent that they want to be on a monthly subscription and receive more targeted information on a monthly subscription model. We have that. Mm-hmm. To the extent that somebody just wants to order a one-time DNA test and find out what their DNA tells them with respect to mental health and natural remedies, we do that for a fee.
I see. And what's the size of the market do you expect? How big do you expect it to grow?
Yeah, so at the highest level, people talk about, there's a number, $117 billion is spent globally on complementary and alternative medicine. So obviously the non-pharmaceutical, the non-surgery world, there's an awful lot of money being spent on dietary supplements, natural health remedies. So that would be the big, large number. You then cut that down into the precision medicine sector in the tens of billions of dollars, $30 billion. There's an awful lot of money being spent by companies looking to understand how your DNA impacts what you should be doing from a pharmaceutical perspective, mostly, and research perspective. And we want to tap into that world where the world of people spending money on natural remedies, natural health supplements, dietary supplements, and people that are interested in their DNA information, currently using 23andMe or Ancestry, those types of solutions.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned, you know, some solutions there for people. So what's the competition like? Is it quite fierce in this market, or what's it like there?
Competition from the pharmaceutical DNA world would be part of it. So that's where the evidence base. How do we know how your DNA impacts how you interact with drugs? So that's an existing market. It's been around for a while. Definitely the new up and coming sector will be with respect to non-pharmaceutical drugs and how do they interact with the market. So there definitely are new entrants coming out. Some of them are actually dietary supplement companies, natural health remedy companies that want to do DNA as well. But we're not promoting our own line of natural remedies. We don't have any, so we're agnostic that way. So whether somebody wants to use company A or company B, we don't care. We just want to find out which one they should be using.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Actually, you are listed on the Canadian Securities Exchange, the CSE, and now you've listed today on Aquis. Explain why you've done this, please, if you could, Robert.
Yeah, we just got listed in Canada last year, and we were one of Canada's first publicly listed benefit corporations. So I don't know how much that exists in the UK market, but embedded in our charter and in our articles is the obligation not just to make money for shareholders, but also to serve a societal purpose. So a lot of people know about B Corps, but there's a public benefit corp ability in Canada and the US. And so that's at the core of our DNA, is not just thinking about making money, but serving our societal benefit purpose, which is to help individuals understand which natural treatments are best for their body. And we'll be working with a lot of groups that are not going to be paying subscription fees to make sure that we can pass out as much knowledge as we can. The UK represented an opportunity to try to expand that reach. How do we get access to bigger market, obviously for our products, but also for the storytelling of our company and the stock? And as a benefit corporation with a societal purpose embedded into our company, we think that's of interest to socially conscious retail investors. So that will be a big segment that we want to pay attention to.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, if someone's liking the sound of this, Robert, but not yet following the story, as you just listed, if you could give us three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
It's almost number one will be because your DNA wants to find out what you should do. So number one, think DNA. There's an awful lot of information inside of your body. And then number two, people want natural remedies. It's something that's easier to access, lower cost. And then number three, it's just fun. So between your DNA, natural remedies, and fun in terms of finding out what's good for your body, I hope somebody can think about pangenomic health in that context. The answer is inside of you. So we just want to help you find it.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Robert, good to chat to you. And like I say, well done and congratulations on listening today. And hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure, Justin. Thank you so much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.